welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
Phenomenal. The word a lot of people use for this radio program. I am Doug with Jennifer and Victoria, all good friends with thoughts of what's going on in the world, share with you, and vice versa. The television report coming up in a moment or two. University of Southern California, Jennifer, looking for a few good brains.
Ooh.
After people are done with them, people being asked to donate their brains for autopsy and scientific research in the battle against Alzheimer's. Coordinator of the program says the autopsy program is similar to the organ donor program. No cost to the donor or the family. And not to sound macabre, it doesn't interfere with funeral or burial plans either. The donors simply have to undergo a neuropsychological exam before they die, sign an authorization document, and then after you're dead, and if people wish to have the view, I think that's talking about macabre. I think there's nothing. I'm going to a funeral today. A guy who is a friend of mine who's 56 died last week.
Wow.
And he died. He was, well, it's a sordid story. He was attacked, hit over the head with a pipe.
My God.
And unfortunately, he was in a bad neighborhood. He's a social worker. He was trying to help somebody, and he got the wrong end of everything. Anyway, the reason I'm thinking about this is because he also had decided to give his organs and his brain and stuff. What they do after you have viewing hours, if that's what you decide to do, is then they take your brain out then. So after everything's over, they just, you know, take you in the back room and in essence, remove your brain. I can't imagine it's very, very difficult. Just cut a hole in your head.
Yeah, and you're not using it.
Split your head. No, that's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, studying brain tissue is what this is all about.
I can see you wanting to give your body up for science.
I have. I've already taken all my organs. I have a card, donor card, in my wallet. Anything that you want of mine, whoosh, help yourself.
I like to donate, too. The only one that scared me is our buddy Rich McFadden, who is a friend here of the program,
yeah,
right?
Right, yep, yep.
He always contended that if you have the donor sticker on your license,
right,
that if you're in like in a terrible accident, instead of trying to save you, they're going to be like,
Harvest,
get the big ice chest.
Yeah, get the chest. People and young people, especially in America, overwhelmingly support LGBT rights, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. I say transsexual once in a while. I don't know whether they're interchangeable or not. Policies on employment, health care, adoption. Survey out today by the Gen Forward Company, surveying Americans from the ages of 18 to 31, found that support for those policies has increased over the past couple of years, especially in this active political season. This is an issue. This is one of those issues that nobody wants to deal with, but yet it's on everybody's minds. Why isn't this a political issue? Why isn't food a political issue? Why are we listening to a lot of this garbage and not trying to set the course of discussion ourselves instead of letting the news media set it for us with lots of nonsense? I found this to be pretty interesting. The findings show 92% of young adults support HIV and AIDS prevention, 90% support equal employment, 80% support adoption by any or all of these people. This is across all racial groups, ethnic groups. Broad majorities support training police better when it comes to issues of sexuality. And I find it's time. Do you know, there are certain things we have embraced, same-sex marriage. It's time for all of these things to become non-issues, as far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Yep, agree.
A lot of people don't agree with me who are my age, but the younger you are, and I'm no progressive. Well, I don't know. I'm progressive in some respects. I'd like to think that I'm open-minded and I look at issues as issues individually and don't categorize them across the board. Okay, I think this way, therefore I must agree with that thought. That's nonsense. That's like not thinking at all. So anyway, I find that the business about not giving insurance coverage to people, where I have a problem with transgender issues is when I have to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. I don't like paying for Bradley Manning to become Chelsea Manning. If Bradley Manning wanted to become Chelsea Manning, fine. Perfect.
And I think, to be fair, you'd probably feel that way about any elective surgery,
yeah,
right?
Right, anything. Fix your face? No, I'm not paying to fix your face.
I can't get a nose job on the government?
No, but you see, a lot of people do.
Awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I guess maybe I just missed that day in school. I don't understand how people can work the system like that. I mean, how do you?
Are you
I still
kidding?
Don't understand how Chelsea Manning got the
pressure
government.
Of political correctness.
Yeah, right.
But like, I still don't understand how did Chelsea Manning
manage? How does anybody
manage?
Get anything that they do out of the government? Look at all of the weird things they get paid for. Why do we have 13,000 Somalis living in Lewiston, Maine, pretty much all of them on welfare, and they're not even American citizens. They don't have a green card. They're not even here illegally. And yet they're getting services from the government. Why? Who put that into place? I want to know the person who suggested that and who got it enacted.
Yeah, that's it. I was born without the gene to, I guess, lie and cheat and steal.
Yeah.
But like, I don't understand how these people. I don't understand how people do that. I still don't understand how. And I'm all for Chelsea Manning being Chelsea Manning. But why did the government pay for it? I just don't understand how that happened.
Nobody else does either. I don't even begin to come up with how that worked, frankly.
And I agree. We shouldn't be paying for that.
All right, food news, ladies. Coffee. Jennifer, you drinking coffee at the moment?
Right this minute, yep.
How about you? You don't drink coffee, do you?
No, I gave it up right before I joined the show.
Oh, that was a silly, silly move.
Carrie, you don't drink coffee, I don't think,
do you? No, I don't.
No. Super Beats for everybody.
Yep.
There's a study out. Subjects who were studied otherwise normally abstained from caffeine became desensitized to its effect in just 1 to 4 days. The more you have of it, the less it works, as caffeine tolerance kicks in very fast, according to this study. So there's a way to reset your tolerance, however. But be forewarned, it's not fun. The only way to undo the caffeine consumption, either by slowly tapering off or by going cold turkey, reduce your intake by half for a few days. Then you half that, and then you half it, and then you half it, and then you half it. It's kind of like cutting out smoking, isn't it? If you quit cold turkey, you're going to be lethargic. You're going to be irritable. You'll have intense headaches.
Mm. Oh, God, I remember that headache pain. I had it for a solid 5 or 6 days.
Really?
Really?
So bad that I went to the doctor and thought I had a sinus infection.
Well,
and she was like, no, you're fine.
The level of blood that goes into your head. Remember, caffeine does the same thing as the Super Beats. It opens up your blood vessels.
Yeah.
And so when you close them like that, there's this wackadoodle feeling that you get.
My tolerance had gotten so high, I would go and drink a venti from Starbucks, and then I would have
What's
another.
A venti?
The venti is
like
20 ounces, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
The large, whatever the big one is, the big boy. So I would have that, and then I would end up having another medium 2 hours later. And it's just too much caffeine.
Wow,
it's just
that's
not
a lot,
good for you. But that's the thing, like you plateau and you just don't get that kick anymore. You really need to reset if you want to keep drinking coffee. And there are health benefits to coffee. I don't miss it. I've replaced it with green tea.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping a lot better.
According to a study we saw last week, we're going to ask Jack about that later on. There's a question about green tea and what it does to you as well.
Oh,
now, if you
boy.
Have too much of it. But that's the case with anything. Get too much of anything except this program. You're going to have, this is something you could listen to all day, every day, and you wouldn't get enough of it. Because we're
Couldn't
so full
OD if you tried.
Of information, right.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it. The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each day is in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, quarter shuffle. Slide quarters as close to the center target as possible. This app just proves anyone can develop an app, even idiots.
Call me an idiot!
Quarter shuffle.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Heisman finalist obliterated the college record books in 1990, throwing for 5,100 yards and 54 touchdowns, more than his entire NFL career. So where is David Klinger now? David's pro career had few highlights, but it helped lead him to his life's path. During his NFL days, David was encouraged by his Bible class teacher to pursue a career in religious studies. David earned his PhD in Old Testament studies from the Dallas Theological Seminary, and in 2010 was named the director of its Houston campus.
Klinger zings it in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
David Klinger, from play caller to true calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Bad English.
Bad English. Come on, Dougie.
We aren't going to take it anymore.
Please. Don't be a square.
We aren't going to take it.
Well.
Write a strongly worded letter to Dee Snider for us.
Yeah. Okay.
Dee Snider from Twisted Sister has a granddaughter, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's big news, except that the granddaughter was born in a car on the freeway.
This is so a fear of anybody who lives in L.A. is that you go into labor and you get
freeway.
Stuck in traffic.
Well,
what are you going to do?
The wife posted an Instagram video from the car alongside his wife, Patty. This is just as the baby girl was being born. The video said, quote, "We waited a bit too long to leave." And the baby was healthy and already breastfeeding.
That is so scary.
Oh, well.
I mean, I know women have given birth naturally forever.
My sister gave birth to my, was it my niece or my nephew? I forget. I think to one of the girls. She was on her way to the Framingham Union Hospital, and it was in the middle of the night.
Surprise.
And the backseat of the car, boom, boom, there it is.
Wow.
That's how it happened. Bing, bang, boom, and you're out. So But it's a, you know, it's a little more newsy when it's Dee Snider's relative, yeah. I suppose.
It's always amazing to me, though, when it happens in the back of a car and it just pops out, and then there are other women in the hospital who are in labor for, like, 230 hours.
Yeah. 3 days. 3 days.
Well, the more interesting thing is if it starts in the back seat of the car and then it ends in the back seat of the car. You know what I mean? Dee tweeted, "My fourth grandchild, the girl just born, in the car on the way to the hospital. Welcome to the world, Parker Snider. Way to get attention." Yeah, right. Like a stranger to get attention in that family. All right, also in the world of music, Mariah Carey.
Everybody just bounce. Also not a stranger to attention.
Yeah, right, exactly. Appearing on Empire. She'll guest star and perform as a megastar named Kitty. Why don't they just have her play herself? Is Empire not good
pretty
at
much
being...
as a star named Kitty, she is playing herself. So.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. So she'll be on Wednesday, October 5th. Most of the... I think it's awful that we're talking about this. It's only the second full week of August. The television premieres will take place starting about a month from now. The fall series premieres all through September. A few of them, the first part of October. This in a week when there are other things. We should probably talk about this in the television report, Jen. The on TNT. Is it TBS or TNT that has Rizzoli and Isles and...
That's TNT, I think.
That ended, right? That's over now?
Well, but they started another season. They said it was going to be the last season, and then they've spread it out, so they have 8 more episodes.
Right.
And they're going to run them at the same time, or they're going to run them before they run, what's the name of the show? It was The Closer, and now they've made it something else, Major Squad or Major Cases or something
major
like that.
Major Crimes.
Major Crimes, yeah. Which actually is quite a good show. I especially like Tony Denison, who's been a character actor, been around 100 television shows since his days as a bad dude in that first crime drama with Dennis Farina. Remember that crime story? Anybody remember that? Set in Chicago in the 60s. It was a fabulous... No, it was Las Vegas, sorry. Fabulous. It was Dennis Farina's first job as a full-time actor. He was a policeman. Did you know that? Farina was a policeman in Chicago. Yeah. And he did some bit acting. He was asked to be a stand-in as a policeman, in Chicago filming some movie, and he liked it. So he decided to dabble in it, became an actor, and became very successful at it. Like Danny Aiello was a bus driver, and he was asked to drive a bus in a movie. That's how his career got started.